Hi and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast consists of audio blogs which have been published on our website. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? This blog was written by Andy Leonard, The Catalyst. During a recent instructor workshop, I witnessed a moment that exemplified an issue I've seen across decades of high-risk operations, from dive boats to military command. An instructor candidate made a simple academic error while teaching. During the debrief, the instructor trainer offered this advice: "Don't reveal the error to your students, you'll lose credibility." No malice intended, just decades of institutional culture speaking through one well-meaning professional. The advice felt familiar. I had heard it before at various points over 30 plus years of military service. Different uniforms, same script. A leader makes a mistake, the culture whispers, "Don't admit it, you'll look weak." But I've learned something different over the years. Whether it was a lieutenant giving unclear navigation instructions or a senior officer correcting a detail mid-rehearsal, the leaders who openly acknowledged and fixed their mistakes built the strongest, safest teams. We can do the same in diving. Why this matters? Yes, students leaving with incorrect information is dangerous. In diving, misunderstanding gas physics, decompression theory, or emergency procedures can turn minor incidents into fatalities. But that's just the surface problem. The real damage occurs in what we're teaching through our behavior. When instructors hide mistakes, they teach a powerful lesson. Errors equal weakness. Weakness equals failure. Therefore, hide your errors. Early in my career, a junior officer issued ambiguous orders before a nighttime training movement. Instead of asking for clarification, he pressed on, afraid of looking inexperienced. The result? Units moved in different directions, elements became separated. The objective was not reached on time, and the mission failed. The pattern repeats itself underwater. Students learn questioning is unwelcome. New dive masters or instructors believe uncertainty is unprofessional. Experienced divers hide near misses to protect reputation. But here's the opportunity. We can break this cycle by modeling something better. Psychological safety, the foundation of excellence. In safety, we often talk about psychological safety, a term popularized by Amy Edmondson and now broadly used by many. It means the cost of speaking up is lower than the cost of staying quiet. It is building and working in an environment where we are able to admit mistakes without punishment, ask questions without ridicule, challenge procedures that seem unsafe, and report near misses without blame. It's what separates teams that learn from teams that stagnate. When leaders don't talk about errors, we dismantle psychological safety. The unspoken rules become: protect your image above accuracy, authority matters more than learning, and confidence means never showing weakness. The best leaders I served under made one expectation crystal clear. Anyone could raise a concern or point out a flaw, whether a brand new private or a senior officer. These units adapted quickly, executed cleanly, and improved constantly. The best teams I've ever worked with, the ones who not only survived but succeed in the most dangerous course of action or worst case scenarios, were the ones who dealt with problems while they were still manageable. This is true across military operations, healthcare, transportation, and it is certainly true in diving. Diving operates with life support equipment in an unforgiving environment. Why would we expect to need anything less? The normalization of deviance and risk. In human factors, we talk about normalization of deviance, the social acceptance around the gradual shifting of standards until dangerous practices become routine. Hiding errors is the gateway to this drift. Stage 1. Minor deviation. That explanation wasn't perfect, but fixing it feels awkward. Stage 2. Rationalization. They got the general idea? Close enough? Or, it's fine, we've done it this way before. Stage 3. Repetition. The behavior becomes routine. Other instructors copy it. Stage 4, cultural embedding. New instructors assume this is the norm. This is how professionals act. Stage 5. Escalation. If small errors can be hidden, why not near misses? Skipped procedures? Equipment issues? Eventually, the gap widens between work as imagined, the standards, and work as done, reality. Incidents occur where everyone sort of knew something was wrong, but the culture prevented anyone from speaking up. The good news, we can interrupt this at any stage by choosing transparency over image protection. Reframing credibility through vulnerability. It is understandable why this happens. No one wants to look like they don't know what they are doing, especially if they are supposed to be the expert or in charge. If I admit error, I'll lose their confidence. 3 decades in uniform taught me the opposite. Research has proven the same. Every time I saw a leader at any level stop a brief or rehearsal to say, "That's my mistake. Let's correct it before we move on." Respect for them increased, the organization learned faster, and operations were safer. Consider 2 instructors. Instructor A, never acknowledge uncertainty, deflects questions, becomes defensive when challenged, projects infallibility. Instructor B, says good question, let me verify that. Highlights when they've explained something poorly. Invites students to spot errors as a learning exercise. Who would you trust more at 60 feet when something goes wrong? Credibility isn't perfection, it's honesty under pressure. Building a just culture, field strategies. The following 4 paragraphs will give you practical tools and strategies you can apply to your diving and your diving instruction to increase the learning culture within your dive operation. Normalize fallibility from day 1. Teach when, not if, you make a mistake. Here's how to manage it professionally. Assume friction, expect error, learn rapidly. Make error catching a skill. Turn catching mistakes into shared competency. Who can spot the deliberate error in this dive plan? Great military leaders teach, if you see me miss a step, call it out. That's professionalism. Lead with vulnerability. In debriefs, go first. I rushed that explanation, let me clarify it now. The most effective after-action reviews start with the senior leader owning their errors. Focus on systems, not blame. When errors occur, look at the processes, procedures, protocols, culture, checklists, etc. Ask questions like, were procedures clear? Was the schedule compressed? Were expectations realistic? Did environmental factors contribute? What systems could prevent recurrence? What conditions led to this happening in the way it did? This shifts from who screwed up to how can we improve? The hallmark of a just culture. The best incident review never stops at diver error or instructor failure. When we stop treating error as a character flaw, the culture on the dive shifts. Trust isn't just a buzzword anymore. It has become the standard. Divers start thinking critically instead of just memorizing, and dive teams start catching small mistakes before they require rescue. In the military, I've seen units transform overnight when leaders stopped being infallible and started being honest. We can do the same in diving. Your next dive brief. Culture change doesn't require grand gestures. It starts with your next interaction. Before your next class, dive briefing or debrief, ask yourself, if someone in this group spots something I've missed or done wrong, how easy have I made it for them to tell me? It's the same question leaders ask before any critical operation, and your answer reveals more about your operation's true safety culture than any policy manual ever could. Because whether underwater or under fire, the most dangerous mistake isn't the one we make, it's the one we don't discuss. And the most powerful safety tool we have is the courage to be honest about our humanity. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.